Wagoner's Walk. On Monday morning, Peter Tyson got up, thinking he had his day neatly mapped out.
So, what's the master of the household got lined up for today?
Oh, not a great deal. I should have a quick clear-up after the weekend, of course.
I thought you might be organising a file index on all our stores.
Well, they could do with it, I must say. That deep cupboard in the kitchen is... When did you last clear it out? There are tins at the back of that which look as if they've been there years.
Oh, they probably have.
Well, I'll have a go at it sometime. I'm not going to go mad today.
Oh, aren't you?
No. No, that's the secret of housekeeping, really, to have enough self-discipline to be able to leave things undone and not feel guilty.
I see.
So when I get the children off, I shall sit down for a bit with a book, knowing there'll be no interruptions. The house is lovely and quiet when one's alone in it.
Is it? I wouldn't know.
Then again, it's a nice day. I might take myself off for a little stroll down by the canal. Yes, I could look in at old Tully again.
Well, it's all right for some. But I think one of us ought to get downstairs to supervise the children's breakfast.
Oh, darling, they don't need supervising. Not now I've started laying up breakfast the night before.
Well, perhaps in the interests of efficiency, we should get them to eat it the night before, too. Anyway, I better go and see what the matter is. I'll leave you to your leisurely lying. All right, I'm coming, you lot.
Dear, dear, dear. Well, we should let them sort things out for themselves. Who's this? Hello?
Peter?
Oh, Father, hello. Is something wrong?
Yes, Peter, I'm not at all well.
Oh, you certainly sound a bit hoarse. Your cold's worse, is it?
Well, of course it's worse. I wouldn't be ringing you if it wasn't.
Well, have you called the doctor?
There's no point in calling the doctor these days, Peter. The doctor doesn't come until you're on your last legs.
Well, is there anything I can do?
Yes, there is. My chest's very tight and sore. I'm running a temperature. I don't want to go out, Peter.
No, no, of course not. You mustn't. You must stay in bed, Father.
I should have stayed in bed yesterday, instead of going out in all that damp to escort Jeremy home.
You didn't have to bring Jeremy home.
Of course I did. I couldn't let the boy walk home in the dark on his own. It was foggy.
He'd have been perfectly all right. But anyway, you mustn't go out today.
No, quite. There are one or two things I need...
Well, you tell me what they are, and I'll get them for you.
Oh, couldn't you come round, Peter? My voice is getting awfully hoarse talking into this telephone.
All right. You have a list ready, and I'll be round about 10.
Dr. Broomfield's office, can I help you?
Oh, good morning. It's Mrs. Nash here, Sonia Nash's mother-in-law.
Whose mother-in-law?
Sonia Nash. She's a patient of Dr. Broomfield's.
Oh, yes, I know.
I was wondering if my husband and I could come and see Dr. Broomfield.
Has she spoken to him about it?
Sonia?
Yes.
Well, no.
Because Dr. Broomfield doesn't normally see relatives without the patient's consent.
Oh.
If you could have a word with her and ask her to mention it to Dr. Broomfield...
Well, no, I can't do that.
Well, I'm afraid...
Look, I'm sorry, but it's very important. We're very worried about her. And she is living in our house at the moment. Could I perhaps talk to Dr. Broomfield himself? Explain the situation.
Just a minute. I'll have a word with him. Hold the line, please.
Oh, hello, Sonia.
Hello.
I haven't seen you for a couple of days. I wanted to apologize for shouting at you like that. And to thank you for moving so promptly out of Mike's study.
Didn't leave me much choice, did you?
But Joanna's is a brighter room anyway, I always think.
Hello, Mrs. Nash?
Yes?
Dr. Broomfield says he can see you for a few minutes before 1 o'clock today.
Oh, well, I'm not sure that my husband... Oh, never mind, I'll come on my own.
All right, we'll see you then. You know the address, don't you?
Yes, thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And what are you off to do today, Sonia? You're looking very pretty.
That was my shrink you were phoning, wasn't it?
Really, Sonia, I don't think it's any of your business who I phone.
You won't get anywhere with him.
I don't want to get anywhere. I just want to talk about the situation.
Old Hanson downstairs yet?
Beg your pardon?
You know, Rob.
I don't know, I don't think so.
You ever noticed anything funny about him?
No, I can't say I have. He seems a very nice boy.
He never has anyone to stay the night, though, does he? I thought he was Joanna's for a while, but he's not.
Oh, well, perhaps he's between girlfriends.
I don't like it. It's not normal, handsome bloke like him on his own.
Oh, I don't know. Not everyone goes round obsessed by sex, you know, Sonia.
Not much.
Well, I must get on.
Yeah, I must too. Ta-ra.
Where are you off to?
Me? Oh, I've got an appointment with Dr. Broomfield at 10:30.
How are you feeling, Father?
Oh, very poorly. Very poorly. I should never have gone out yesterday. I knew that at the time.
Well, you get back into bed now. Is there anything I can get for you?
Oh, you could plump up those pillows if you like. My chest's a bit easier if I sit up.
Oh, that's easily done. There we are. Is that better?
Marginally. Nothing helps very much when you're feeling like I do.
Now, can I get you anything? Some aspirin? Hot drink?
You can get me a hot drink when you get back from shopping, Peter.
Mm.
I'm waiting for you to get me some whiskey so you can make me a hot toddy.
Oh, if you'd told me that, I'd have stopped on the way. Whiskey. Anything else?
You're not just to get any old whiskey, though, Peter. If you go down the hill to Mason's, you'll find they've got some very good brands on special offer.
All right, Mason's. Anything else now?
Yes, there are some special new menthol cough sweets I had last year. The lady in the chemist in Ainslie Road, Mrs. Petworth, she knows the ones I mean.
Mrs. Petworth, yeah, I'll ask her.
And then I want you to go to Kindersley's and get me 6 fresh farm eggs.
6 eggs?
Fresh farm eggs, Peter, from Kindersley's.
Yes.
And some bread. That nice Greek bakery keeps some for me every day. The other end of the street from the chemist.
I see.
And what I fancy for my lunch is a tin of lobster bisque.
Lobster bisque?
Yes. Now, you might get that in the delicatessen at the top of the hill. If not, there's a shop over at Golders Green. You'd definitely get it there. You could get me a piece of cheesecake there as well.
Father, I'm not going to have time to go to Golders Green. Not by the time I've got all these other things.
I haven't asked you to get very much.
No, but...
I don't think asking one's own son to get eggs and bread and cough sweets is too much to ask.
It's not. I'll get them. I'm sorry I spoke.
I was only too willing to help you out the other week when Jane needed looking after.
I know.
And I babysat for you the other week at Minden Road.
You did? I'm sorry.
In fact, I think it was going out that night and staying up so late that started this cold off. It's been building very slowly since then. And then, of course, going out with Jeremy last night just made it 100 times worse.
It's very good of you to see me, Dr. Broomfield.
Not at all, Mrs. Nash. What can I do to help?
Well, it's about Sonia.
Ah, yes. She's made excellent progress, wouldn't you say?
Yes, she's a different girl from the one she was 12 months ago.
So? What's the problem?
Well, I dare say Sonia's mentioned the question of divorce to you.
Yes, indeed. Your son wishes to marry another young woman.
Yes.
Hmm.
Well, my husband and I were a bit worried about her, and so we put her in touch with the solicitor.
Yes?
Well, it's just that she's now saying she's going to fight for custody of our grandson, Adam. I dare say she told you we had a frightful row about it on Friday.
Hmm.
I'm afraid I said some rather harsh things.
Hmm.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to ask your opinion. Do you think she's fit to look after a small child?
Fit to look after a small child?
Yes.
Mrs. Nash, we are talking about a young woman who has made great progress, great strides in her recovery.
Oh, I know, but still...
It may be that the next step in her recovery might be to resume her maternal role.
But the child doesn't know her, Dr. Broomfield. He's very attached to his father, and to Kirsten, the girl Tony plans to marry... It would be a disaster if he was taken away from them and given back to Sonia.
You think so?
I'm certain of it. It's just a ploy on Sonia's part, a gimmick to try to force my son to come back to her. She said as much. She's no idea what the reality of looking after a child entails.
Yes, but then again, she will only learn the reality by living it. Maybe she needs to look after him.
Maybe, but I don't really see why Adam should be sacrificed to her needs.
You see, Mrs. Nash, I have to look at it from the point of view of my patient. You wanted my opinion? I'm giving it to you. I see no reason why Sonia should not continue to make progress, and no reason, therefore, why she should not go ahead and seek custody of her child.
Doctor!
I'm sorry if that's not what you want to hear, but there it is.
Right, now, be good, all of you. I'm going to do the washing up. Hmm. Oh, Lynn.
Hello, Peter.
Well, this is a surprise. I didn't know you were coming. Come in.
Thank you.
Place is in rather a mess, I'm afraid. Look, come into the kitchen. I'll make you some coffee and you can watch me wash up the kids' lunch.
Yes, fine.
Something wrong, Lynn?
Yes. I think it's time we had a few things out, Peter.
Oh? Such as?
Such as the way you seem to think what you want goes, as far as Jeremy's concerned.
Oh, I don't think what I want goes in the least.
Well, it seems very like it to me. And what I want certainly doesn't come into it. And it certainly doesn't seem to matter what Jeremy wants.
Are you still talking about where he does his homework, Lynn?
No, though I could. I'm talking about Christmas.
Oh, Lynn, we've been through all this once.
We have not been through all this once. I asked if Jeremy might spend Christmas with us, and you said no, not very civilly. That's not going through it.
Look, what's so important about Christmas all of a sudden? You don't usually make a fuss about it.
If it's not important, why are you digging your heels in?
Because we have a family Christmas.
What do you think we have? We're a family too, you know.
No, you're not. You're a couple.
You mean Matt and Jeremy and I can't have a family Christmas because we haven't three mewling little girls in tow?
Now, if you're going to be insulting...
Oh, for God's sake. Look, yesterday Jeremy asked me without any prompting whether the restaurant was going to be closed on Christmas Day. When I asked him why, it was because he wanted to spend Christmas Day with Matt and me. I said I would speak to you about it. Is that so unreasonable?
Speaking to me about it isn't, but the way you've been carrying on since you walked in here is extremely unreasonable.
Oh, God.
In any case, as the restaurant is going to be open, it seems to me it would be far more sensible if you were to leave Jeremy here on Christmas Day and see him some other time.
I don't think it's your business what we do on Christmas Day, Peter.
It is my business what my son does on Christmas
Day. He's my son, too. You seem to forget that.
Yes, but you asked for custody of Jeremy to be transferred from you to me nearly 4 years ago, officially.
I couldn't cope then. It's different now. And anyway, we agreed that I should have access to Jeremy. Now it seems I can't.
Oh, Lynn, of course you can. If you'd just be a bit more flexible.
If I'd just be a bit more flexible. Look, Peter, it's like this. Unless you and Liz start to be a bit more reasonable, I'm going back to that court to tell them you're denying me access to Jeremy. And while I'm at it, I might just ask them to reconsider the care and control order.
You...
I'm pretty sure I know what Jeremy would like. Oh, hello, Sue. Oh, it's you, Sonia.
Did you see him?
See who?
Dr. Brimfield.
Well, yes, I did, as a matter of fact. Did you tell him I was coming?
You thought I really was going to see him, didn't you? You really believed me.
Didn't you go to see him?
No! I was having you on.
I see.
Same as I was having you on the other day.
You mean Friday? The day you came back from the solicitor's?
Yeah. You really got your knickers in a twist over that, didn't you?
Sonia, what are you saying? Are you saying you're not going to ask the court to let Adam live with you?
Oh, I never said that. But I'm not going to have him here.
I see.
Boring. I want to go somewhere with a bit of life.
Won't Adam rather cramp your style?
Oh, no. They're very adaptable children.
Oh, who told you that?
Carla. She works at the club.
Oh.
She's got a kid, Carla has. And her old man pushed off with the old pair and all. They're all the same, filthy pigs.
Really?
He's 14 now, her kid. But she brought him up all on her own.
Oh.
And if she can do it, I can. Because I'm not letting that Danish slag nick my baby off me as well as my husband. He's my baby, and I'm having him. And you can just tell them that.
And you can hear the next episode of Wagoner's Walk tomorrow afternoon at 5 past 5 here on Radio 2. Meanwhile, there's another chance to hear that episode tomorrow morning at 12:15.